The number one Costa Rica real estate and investment podcast, bringing you experts from all over Costa Rica.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to episode 195 of Costa Rica Real Estate and Investments with me, your host, Richard Beckson. Today, we're going to be talking with Pepe from Spicy Life Realty in Dominicalito. Pepe is probably one of the most, probably spiciest people we're going to have on the podcast. And I think you'll see that in 2 seconds why. But I was actually out with him the other day and thought it'd be great to get him on the podcast. And I think he was, he'd actually said, hey, Rich, you got that podcast, right? And I said, yeah. I said, would you like to come on? And I think he was a little taken back to come on it. And I was like, of course, dude. I mean, anyone can come on it. So if there's anyone out there that would like to come on the podcast, discuss investing in Costa Rica, or even just do a podcast of asking questions, and I'll be happy to just answer them, then they can do. But again, Pepe is back, basically one of the owners of Spicy Life Realty, as well as Spicy Life Hot Sauce. His career started in surfing, then moved over to Spicy Life Hot Sauce, which might be one of the best hot sauces I've tasted. It's going to be a very interesting podcast. He's also an ambassador for his local community in Dominicalito, you know, where he's helping that beach town develop sustainably with the local community. So it's going to be great chatting with him and getting his spicy view on real estate and also that area as well. Guys, for anyone that's interested in anything doing here in Costa Rica, feel free to reach out to us, info@investingcostarica.com. That's info@investingcostarica.com, or just go to our website, investingcostarica.com. We actually are about to kick off two syndication deals, actually. A 10-apartment one in Manuel Antonio, and then also a villa development up in Arenal. So anyone that's interested in learning more about that can just email us, info@investingcostarica.com. A lot of interesting stuff happening here in Costa Rica. The market is cooling down a little bit. And I'll actually do a podcast on that next week about kind of what I'm seeing happening here and what I think will happen over the rest of the year for anybody out there that wants to listen to it. But in the meantime, let's get straight into the podcast with Pepe. Good morning, Pepe. How are you doing?
Excellent, my beautiful friend, Richard Beckson from Costa Rica Investments. Thank you for the invitation to this beautiful podcast. I'm super excited. I love your work on the real estate industry. It was my pleasure to meet you on this deal in Dominicalito Bay, and thank you so much.
Not at all. I think you're probably going to be our spiciest guest that we've probably had on this podcast yet, hence why I wanted to get you on here. But let's start off with my first question for you, which, you know, markets have somewhat had a good start to 2024. You know, real estate is somewhat slowing down in the world. I mean, what are you seeing happening here in like your area of Costa Rica?
Well, Richard, that's actually a really good question. It's good for the followers to hear this. And there's a saying here that they say, like, when the USA has a call, Costa Rica sneezes. You know, it means that when the economy is affected there, we are affected too, especially in the real estate market, because we are like 80% on the USA and Canada. But there is something too that we need to be aware in different of residential and commercial. That is that there's a quality of life here, you know. So the real estate market, Costa Rica can provide a better quality of life because the resources and this is the gap of advantage that we have. Even if the real estate market is slowing down, we still have a soft movement and traffic because there's many people that is looking for a quality of life. And this is a key factor that Costa Rica has. And many people sometimes don't understand, right? Because they say like, oh, in the USA, but it's not the same to buy a house here surrounded by rivers, birds, you know, you can plant your bananas, your papaya, than having a only piece of real estate residential with any of these things in the USA. So it's slowing down, but we still have people coming, you know, we all now are looking for a better quality of life. So this is an advantage that investors can take of the market. And it's really good to know that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it has slowed down a little bit. I would especially say in areas like Flamingo and Potrero and those areas. I mean, I still think we were around again with you the other day in Dominicalito and things seem to still be moving there. It seems to be this like this island there in that area, because again, Vito Dominicao again has quietened down a little bit. Like, there's still quite a good volume of transactions, much higher than 2019 for sure. But I would say that it's definitely quietened down compared to 2023, which was a crazy year. But is sales still strong in Dominicalito?
Sales is still strong here. Like I say, a lot of people is looking for community too. So we have had a drop down, let's say, of 60%, but 40% is still active. And we look into increasing these sales because there's already inquiries looking to come. What it used to be the green season that people call a slow season is not anymore. Now we have a lot of market that is looking for the green season to come, relax, see the birds, see the green. So yeah, it's actually really, really interesting, the fluctuation on how the real estate market is happening now, because it's changing.
Yeah. So you were originally a surfer, Pepe, right?
Yes, sir.
How did you go from surfer to hot sauce to real estate?
Okay, that's another really good question. I'm super excited to share. It basically was the journey, right? As a jungle boy, born and raised here in Dominical. First thing, I wake up always in the morning. I always will remember, I wake up really, really early. You know, there was nothing to do here, like let's say 5 a.m. And I always wanted to go to the beach, right? But I was so little that I didn't reach that door knock. So I used to wake up first of my family, little boy, you know, a lot of energy, put a chair. Somehow I found out that I can put a chair, get in the chair and open the door. So when I open the door, I just go to the beach, like naked, you know, like, I mean, little boy, back in the days, it was real rural. And I remember the people surfing, you know, and actually the first time I surfed, I was on the beach and I found half a broken board floating on the shore. And I took this, you know, and I was so innocent because the waves are here strong in Dominical. I took this little half board and went to the white water as I did with the boogie and took a wave and I stand up first. That was my first surf wave. Like I did that like three times and it was already like sunrise. And then I hear this big chow, pep, pep. My mom wake up. I was not in the house and she was of course scared. You know, she went to the beach to look at me and I was right there in the water, you know? So she came and grabbed me. They took that chair and hid it. So I was grounded like for a bit. I couldn't do that anymore. And then I grew up here in the community and the whole journey, jungle boy, surfer, used to compete surfing on Costa Rica. But as I grew, I saw many of the big guys of real estate market, for example, David Hollander, Jimmy Drew, they came here to a community too, and they built this real estate empire. So I'm always like, wow, that's so cool. You know, I want to do something that I can give back to community. But it was not the real estate. It came when I finished college and I'm like, okay, I need to get my life serious. I want to do something. So the hot sauce came and my mom does ice cream, natural ice cream is called Famoso. And I'm like, okay, I had $100. I always want to remember. And there was this party that I wanted to go, but it was the party or I went to design crowd to look for somebody to do me a logo for the entrepreneurship. Yep. And it was exactly $100, you know? So it was like, or the party or I paid to do that logo. I say, okay, I'm not going to the party. I went to Design Crown, did my drawings, and then that designer came with a logo. I went printed and put it on a bottle. It was a Spicy Life, and I was perfect, you know. So I went and buy my first 5 plastic bottles, went to the farmer's market, and it was sold in less than 30 minutes. I'm like, wow, this is nice. I went again, did the same, 10 bottles, sold 15 bottles. And then I'm like, okay, this is fun. And I start that entrepreneurship. One time I was going to the farmer's market. Well, all of this, Richard, was to give back to community. You know, I was doing like kids events, surfings, but there's not a big hot sauce market here in Costa Rica. So I was barely broke. You know, I'm like, okay, like this is nice as a business, but I don't have any more money, you know, so I cannot do it. That day, I am like, what can I do? You know, like basically I like kind of like ask the universe, and I was going to the farmer's market. One lady told me, Pepe, I'm losing my house. There's a mortgage. I have 2 months. I see you are a lot with North American community. You can help me. And I was like, yeah, but I don't know anything of this. That same day in the farmer's market, an older lady came at the end of the farmer's market and he told me, Pepe, I want to buy all your hot sauce. In that time, I just had big bottles. So she told me, you need to change the size. You know, you need to have smaller size so we can take to use her. And that's how I came into smaller bottle size. I went with the car to her, help her with the bottles. And she was like, Pepe, I have been looking for real estate here 5 years. Do you know about any property? Like, I like luxury houses, but I need a property that I can access because she's older and she doesn't like driving a crazy road. She needs like easy access to come. And I told her, well, I don't know anything about this, but today a lady told me she was selling her house. Her house, it was a fixer upper. I never thought somebody would buy it. And she told me, let's go and see it. I took the lady to see the house. She could not even like went in the house because it was like falling apart. But she said, Pepe, this is perfect for me. I'm like, what? You know, it was a $60,000 house. They were going to give me 5% of commission. And I was super scared. She's like, okay, let's buy it. I'm like, okay, now what do I do now? Yeah. And she was the owner of Cobo Banker in Salt Lake Tahoe for 40 years. Her name is Peggy Ashon. And she told me, Pepe, don't worry. I'm going to train you. So that was my first LOI, one paper, property title, seller, buyer, conditions. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, like that kind of fear. Well, we did it. She teach me. And when we did the first deal, 5% of that came to me as a commission. And when that money came, the light, boom, epiphany just light up. I'm like, this is it. You know, with this money, it's perfect for me so I can keep my surf contest and my beach cleanups. And, you know, this is what I need. So then I decided to enter into the real estate business. Did the Cámara de Costa Rica Bienes Raíces course, did my license and I started training. Did some training online. I start assisting to conference in other countries, and boom, the Spicy Life Real Estate just were born. One of my main focus was that I wanted to create money to give to community. You know, I don't have kids at the moment, so that makes it easier for me. I am a single man, you know, no kids, but this money, I have many kids. All the kids I work with, the projects, you know, those are like my kids. I started with a group of 3 kids, and now I have 170 kids that we do empowerment, surf contests, beach cleanups, because I want them to create like a tool that I can give to community, and they have the opportunity to see the positive side of life, you know, even if on their house they have the negative, you know, because when we are all growing, we're smart, you know, we see the positive and we see the negative. If they just see the negative, they will go to the negative. So I want to create that opportunity to save them many years. I say by personal experience, many years, and they can get hooked up on the spicy life that is love and positivity for the world. So that's basically the whole process. What is really, really fun and interesting. And right now I get the opportunity to, be in touch and connect with people like you guys. I'm really thankful for you guys coming into the Dominican Crypto Bay community. I love Costa Rica Investments. I saw this podcast on Facebook and I didn't knew you, and I'm like, wow, my God, this is so cool. And now I'm part of it. So thank you very much, Costa Rica Investments and Richard Beckson.
Not at all, dude. I mean, what a great story though. I mean, Pepe, you know, going from surfing to hot sauce and those big bottles. And I mean, look, I agree, you know, special things happen here in Costa Rica. And a lot of the time, yes, it's just throwing the energy out there, you know, in order to, and it will come back here, and especially communities. But like, why do you think, again, you're helping, you know, you're helping basically develop Dominicalito, but there are also people there that are selling their homes as well. I mean, why do you think Dominicalito is a good investment?
Okay, well, that's really simple. Dominicalito, I was trying to do it in other communities, but when the community is bigger, it's harder. So Dominicalito is 50 properties, limited inventory community. So this is what make it attractive to me, you know, a community where I can come in and help the community when everybody wanted to progress. So Dominicalito as a community, as an investment, is really, really good because it's a surfing family community walking distance to the beach. It's all property with title. And It's for the people that want to create that community, you know, like the surfers that want to grab the board, say hi to the neighbor, go to the store. And this is basically from Dominical. Dominical is another one. Then is Dominicalito. And then the next one is Ubita. But the location is what makes it such a special and so good for investment, because everybody wants to be walking distance to the beach. They want to be on a safe community and they want to learn Spanish. So this is why Dominicalito Bay is best investment now here.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Dominicalito is for anybody that wants to be part of a local community. You know, rather than to be up in the mountains or up in the hills. I mean, it's very local, but it's, if you want to be part of that with that, as you said there, spicy life of, you know, the Costa Rican way of living, I mean, it's definitely a great investment. I mean, Pepe, how do you feel though? And I mean, this was just a question that came up though, that like, again, you know, if these people are selling their homes in Dominicalito, like where are they going from there? You know, I mean, you know, is it foreigners going to push locals out and we're going to lose that local vibe? I mean, how do you balance that?
Okay, basically Dominicalito was already sold some first run houses, and the only houses and properties that we're selling is second houses that then the families relocated. Usually when we do a sale, needs to be in a community and in, how can I say, it needs to be on a relationship where the people is happy. Like, for example, some people, they want to buy their little farm, keep with their chickens, keep with their pigs and eggs. So we get them, we sell them the house, but we help them to relocate, to keep their happy life. You know, everything is changing. A lot of people here has things that they like to do, like the farming, like the pigs. So we always take care. It's part of keeping the community right now. All the families have decided to stay, you know, so this is limited inventory. It's not that we're selling the whole community. 50% of the community, that is the families that have all the kids and all the fun, all the love, are staying. So this is what makes Dominicalito more desirable. You know, it's limited inventory, you know, like you buy a house here and this is it. So this is what makes it attractive. Like, for example, we have a couple, they just purchased a property on $245,000. It's called Casa Sirenas. And they bought a property up in the mountain in Tres Rios. They love it, but they had two kids from 7 and 10 years. You know, the kids up in the mountains, they didn't have any friends. So they came to Dominicalito and they felt that, you know, the kids playing with other kids, the playground, kids walking around that community safe. So they went, did the offer and purchased the property right away. And now they spend 80% of the time in the community property and they go 20%. And they say, Pepe, like, this is something that we never expect, but we feel it. You know, we like it and we like that our kids can be here around while they're baking the cakes or doing their work. The kids are just walking around free, safe, and in a nice community.
Yeah. I mean, beyond Dominicalito, where else do you think is a good place to invest in your area and why?
Okay, another good place to invest in the area, I feel, is Pérez Celedón. Pérez Celedón is growing up. That's 45 minutes from here. It makes it close to the beach too, so people can come and enjoy. But there's a lot of opportunity on land that people likes farming. People likes another thing. It's cooler weather. You know, not everybody can support the heat. So San Isidro is growing up, and there's a community too. There's a safe community. You know, it's back in the days, all these were farmers. So farmers usually are like really, really humble people, really, really nice people, you know, and it's important too to do investment on safe areas, right? Like you wanna put your money and your energy and your love where you can be safe. So I feel San Isidro, Pérez Celedón is one of the best areas to invest right now in real estate.
Okay. I mean, I think it's the first person to ever say that, Pepe, but I can definitely see it. I mean, we've had quite a few clients looking at that area just because it is very fertile, meaning that anything you put in the ground grows. I mean, I'm hiking Chirripó again next week for the fourth time.
Wow.
That whole area is just beautiful, man. You know, I mean, it's spectacular. Mountains, cool climate, fertile land. It's very farming. And you've got the town of Pérez Celedón there, which has everything that you need. I mean,
everything.
Yeah, I mean, we finished the Pequeño Mundo there last year. I think next year we've got Quepos to do. So we're doing Herradura at the moment. But I mean, what would you not be investing in at the moment, Pepe? Where would you not be investing and what would you not be investing in?
Okay, I would not be investing at the moment in properties that are located in places that are like really, really, really remote, because people right now it's looking to be on communities, or maybe not in communities, but people want to have access to
Yep.
other places. There's a lot of property now that you see in the market, but it's always good if you want to keep your investment. Anyways, if you're looking for a conservation, that's another story, but it's always good to be close to communities and to be close to what you love, because sometimes people do that mistake here to come and buy something that they don't know, and then they find out that this was not what they really, really, really want. So always the community is getting big, and it's not that you need to be in that community, but have a close community, have access to medical services, has access to dining, and just be part when you want to be part.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, it depends what you're looking for, but you have to think about a resale at some point as well. Not many people think about when they have to resell and exit their property. They just think about the way in and the beauty of it and everything it's going to create. But that's great. But you also need to take a look at and go, okay, how do I exit this at some point? I've always found that if you look at the major beach towns in Costa Rica, they're typically surf towns, So the surf kind of, if you ever want an up and coming developing beach town, just look where the surf is and that there is kind of a little bit of a town there. And I think from there is that you'll have an idea of like where stuff's going to develop over the next coming years.
That's actually, Richard, a good point. Like you say, surf is the movement. A lot of people say, like, why Dominica, why Ubita? Well, there's surf. We have other beaches in the south, but there's not as constant surf. So that is really, really important. And like you say, many people think in the inn, but it's real estate, right? We need to
Yep.
think always in the resale. Their products, there's appreciation on land right now. Depend on the location. So this is why it's so important. Some people go through a mistake, they don't get a property on a good location, and then the resale makes it harder.
Yep.
So always that's a really good advice. Think, even if you don't have it planned, but always think because it's real estate. So always good to do that.
Definitely. Well, Pepe, this has been great, but my last question for you that I love to ask everyone. If you inherited $500,000 and you had to invest it into a business or real estate in Costa Rica, what would you invest it in and why?
Okay, if I have 500, I will invest in hot sauce.
Of course. What would you do with it? I mean, would you expand out? Would you expand globally? I mean,
I will buy a farm, do peppers, and then create a manufacturing company. But talking about real estate, I would buy farms close to water. I will buy farms that have water resource because I think that farms with a great sources of water, it's going to be a really, really, really value in the future.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, is hot sauce a profitable business, Pepe? I mean, if you were to invest in that, do you think it could be a very profitable investment?
It could be a property, yes, it could be a really profitable investment for me because what I sell is not a hot sauce. I sell a spicy life.
Yep.
So it's more like kind of a lifestyle, but at the end, needs to be on higher quantities. That is what I'm doing right now. Right now, I'm working on the manufacturing and exporting to the user. And remember, buy a spicy life.
Exactly. Well, Pepe, this has been great. Really appreciate you making the time out of what I know is a busy day for us. And I'm sure we'll get you on the podcast soon.
Richard Bexon, thank you so much, Costa Rica Investments. And always remember, love and positivity are contagious. Costa Rica Investment and a spicy life. We keep it flowing.
Thanks,
Thank
buddy.
you, Richard. Pura vida.
Bye.
Spicy life.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed that spicy life podcast there with Pepe. As you can see, he's definitely a character, but just loves his town of Dominicalito and is trying to develop it in a sustainable way. I always like to say that when the tide rises, all boats rise. And I think that's it there. And I think that Pepe, there's always that balance there between not removing kind of the locals. But again, as he said, it's like secondary homes a lot there to just continue to have that Costa Rican culture in some of these beach towns. And again, especially those surface beach towns. And I don't think Dominicalito is really going to be changing that much anyway, guys, as well. So if anyone wants to get in contact with Pepe, all of his contact details are down below. Remember, guys, if you've liked this podcast, please pass it on, share it, give us 5 stars. I love to also read the reviews as well. Yeah, very much appreciate you listening. And we'll see you on the next podcast. Bye.
The number one Costa Rica real estate and investment podcast, bringing you experts from all over Costa Rica.